Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
We're going live. Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. My name is John Boy, and I'll be your host. And my friend Jake here will be the other host. And together we will bring you the lineups, the starting pitchers, the bullpen availability, and the rest. Jake, how are you?
Jim, I'm doing well. That intro, write that down. That worked.
Hold on. Okay.
Bad robotic intro.
September 9th intro worked.
Intro worked. Check mark.
Worked. Boom, boom, bam. We're good. Okay, we can move on. Move forward.
Different lineup.
Different lineup. I wish Talkman didn't get hurt and Urshela didn't come back, just to see if they would have rolled the same one out again. Right. I'm happy Urshela's hurt, obviously. Gary gets the day off, caught three in a row. Yesterday was like a weird schedule. I don't care about that. Give him his rest. DJ is leading off. Judge is batting second. He had a home run yesterday. Gleyber Torres. Glasses Gleyber going off. Edwin and his parrot are going to the field playing first base. Louis Lindwood Voit slots up to the five hole. A couple hits in a row, some good at-bats in a row. He's DHing. Brett Gardner's in center field behind him. Gio the God Urshela playing third base and batting seventh. Cameron Maben in left field. And Austin Romoyne catching. Paxton on the bump.
Austin Rooney.
No Didi.
And yeah, lefty on the mound for Boston.
Yeah, is that a sign? That was going to be my question. Do you put stock into this? Like, ooh, if we face a lefty in the playoffs, maybe Didi won't play.
I think that's been a sign. So I wouldn't necessarily say so. I mean, they've been giving Didi rest days. But you come across a good lefty in the playoffs, I think it makes sense. Urshela has been that good. He improves, third base, him and LeMahieu, that is what it is. But I don't know. They've still been rotating. They rotate everyone's rest. So fourth game of the series with a lefty on the mound. I just think it makes sense.
I think it makes sense as well. I'm happy with it. I'm fine with it. Talkman hurt. Do we have an update on Talkman?
No. He was going back to New York to get his calf looked at. No idea if it's something crazy or if it was literally just like a cramp.
Yeah. Pincher bug?
Could have been a bug in his pants.
Some like glue stuck to his leg hair, and then he stretched it and started like ripping, and that hurts.
Yeah. There's a lot of theories out there currently.
My left eye's been twitching, and I don't know how to stop it. So if anyone has any ideas, please let me know. Maybe the next time Jake talks, I'll just put my left eye to the screen and listen to Jake, but watch my eye and see if you can diagnose it with any problems. Okay?
All right.
And as we do that, let's go on to the Red Sox lineup. Jake, what's the lineup?
The Boston Red Sox will have Mookie Betts in right field, Rafael Devers at third base, Xander Bogaerts, your shortstop, J.D. Martinez, the designated hitter, Christian Vasquez catching, Sam Travis, two first names at first, Brock Holt, zero good names at second, Gorky's Hernandez, speaking of names, the left fielder, and Jackie Bradley Jr. will start the game as a defensive replacement in center field. with Ed Weirdo Rodriguez on the bump.
Brock Holt, two weird names. That made me laugh, Jake.
No problem.
Or two bad names, I think you said.
Two bad names, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, did you fucking hear, dude? Dombrowski got fired.
It's the GM. The president.
Whatever made-up title it was. Anyway. I don't know, man. Do you care? Do you care about the Red Sox? Looks like they're going into fuck-it mode. I mean, you got a guy on your team named Gorky's, and you're going to write his name in the lineup?
Yeah. It's... Bench Benny against Pax.
Well, yeah.
Gorky's.
What do you care about on the Red Sox right now?
I guess, like, I care about the stuff that's going to get bad national attention, like J.D. Martinez and Betts. Like, are these guys locked in and, like, hoorah Boston? Or what? Like, Mookie Betts isn't even going to negotiate. Like, he just wants to hit free agency. J.D. Martinez is going to be interesting because does he like being in Boston? Because I don't think he's getting more money elsewhere. And does Boston still want him? Like, that's a really weird relationship right now. So I'm kind of interested in that stuff. Otherwise, I don't know. I'm over this series. I wanted to win one game this series. We won two. I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
Jake's good. E-Rod, he usually plays us pretty well. And thunder and lightning. The thunder and the lightning. E-Rod's numbers versus Yankees batters, Jake. Didi not playing, so no one cares. Man, they're all not that great. Gio Urshela, 4 for 11. Luke Voit, 4 for 7. Hey, Luke Voit's got good numbers against the Red Sox pitcher. Again, do something, Voit. Get going, man. Like, big time going. I need a Voit home run today.
Okay.
Gleyber has 2 home runs versus E-Rod. Why is Gleyber so good? It's blowing my mind.
It's really good. I think that's... We'll discuss it on the Talking Yanks podcast tonight. That's one of my favorite dynamics has just been the last time we were in Red Sox country. It was, wow, how good is Devers? He's one of the best players in the league. Can you believe it? And now this time around, I mean, it's not a shot at Devers, but Glaber's the story. Glaber's the guy he might break 40 homers from a middle infield position, and he's lighting it up. So, I don't know. There's some nice parallels there. Is that a term? I don't know.
It's a term.
It's a term. Might not use it right. Don't use a lot of terms right.
Yeah? What about, like, monkey refrigerator?
Monkey refrigerator?
Yeah, you ever use that term correctly?
I have. I've never said those words. That was my first time saying those words consecutively.
Yeah? Like, you got a face like a monkey's refrigerator. Never heard that?
I've never heard that.
Wow, man. Consider yourself lucky.
I've just been blocking those out. Block out the haters.
All right. Let's see who has good numbers versus Paxton. I mean, Mookie Betts hit like a leadoff home run twice in a row against him, and we'll see if he can get through that. 3 home runs for Mookie in 21 at-bats versus Paxton. It's pretty good. And J.D. Martinez has 2 home runs and 15 at-bats. Watch out for those guys. And Brock Holt has 3 hits and 7 at-bats. Nothing there. Nothing there, really. Mitch Moreland, 9 at-bats versus Paxton and 7 strikeouts. I know I don't think he's playing, Jake, but 7 Ks and 9 at-bats?
It's tough. Bad matchup.
Yeah, that's a bummer, man.
Tough matchup for Mitch.
What do you think about the bullpen? I mean, this is a fucking game, right? It's Paxton to slop.
Everyone didn't pitch yesterday, right?
I mean, Chapman didn't pitch.
We went Chad. That's right, Chad for 3. So it was Ottavino, and then Loaisiga to close it.
Yeah. So you got 3. You got Zach. You got Britton. You got Chapman, and you got Canely. So if you need them, we're golden. But Paxton probably goes 7 innings of one run ball, and then you bring in Britton for the 8th, and then I don't know what they do up 20. Maybe right. Chance.
A lot of chance
if we're up 20.
Yeah, I think that's – I mean, if they –
You know what would be funny scene? You put Chance in, up 20, right? Bring Chance Adams in. You put him in. Larry Rothschild goes up to him and says, going to need you to throw this next batter lefty. Chance says, I've never thrown lefty before. He says, you ever heard about Jorge Posada? Didn't hit righty until he was 14 years old. Dad said, all right, Jorge, you're hitting righty today. He said, I don't know how to hit righty. He said, you're a natural righty, Jorge. Just do it. That's how he became a switch hitter. Chance is like, oh, my God, are you saying I'm a natural lefty? Rothschild says, that's what we believe to be true. You're going to throw this next batter lefty. Chance is like, oh, my God. He buys in. He sets up lefty. Just fucking spikes the ball by his feet. Looks like my sister throwing a wiffle ball. Laughed out of Boston. Sent down to rookie ball to figure it out.
Who do you think comes out in the pen if we're down one run, who comes out of the bullpen?
Guerin.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Thank you.
It's a good call.
Thank you very much.
Because, yeah, otherwise, I mean, the Chance Adams story was beautiful. I was getting emotional on this end. But, yeah, otherwise I think it's like – tie game is probably Guerin too, right?
It depends what inning.
Like a tie game in the 7th inning. You think they'd use Canely or Britton, or do you think they go Guerin?
Middle of the inning, Canely. Clean
what
inning.
What if it's not middle?
Canely. They got three. They got Canely, Otto. They got Canely.
So you think they'll use him? I don't know. I just think they're washing their hands clean. They got to. I mean, the lineup wants to twist the knife tonight. The Yankees front office and health team. I mean, they're let's get out of Dodge.
Mm-hmm. Get the hell out of Dodge, Kansas.
Why are we here? We're supposed to be playing in Boston. This is confusing.
Let's get out of Dodge. Kansas. What other Dodge? I don't know. Or let's get out of Kansas. People forget. Dodgers in Kansas is still currently.
Birch Smith is banned from the church.
Birch Smith is no longer a pastor here. That guy's a grade A creep.
I'm talking Yanks.
What's Birch Smith up to? Is he back in church?
I don't know. I haven't seen a lot of Birch Smith this year, but I haven't been following Kansas City as close as I
normally do. Didn't he get traded?
Let's see. It looks like he's technically on the Giants.
Yeah, I thought he went to the Giants.
And he was on Milwaukee this year. He might be on the Giants right now. Let me see this game log. He got a haircut.
Yeah, I saw that.
Trying to get back in with the church.
Yeah, you got to
fix it. Yeah, he's on the September San Francisco Giants.
Good job, Birch.
Nice.
You'll never be allowed back in that church, though.
Just talking Birch.
Jake, do you want to move on to the Homer draft?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Jake got on the board yesterday.
Put it on the board, yes!
So you're up 2-0, Jake. And you get the first pick tonight. Oh, wow. Life just is really good for Jake.
Wow.
Why don't you go sit on a cake and make out with your dad again?
It'd be really cool to be Jake, said no one. Okay, cool. Jim, I have taken Didi, Glaber, LeMahieu, Edwin, Gary, and Judge. That's a lot of amigos. Not Migos, the rap group.
Jim, yeah, what sucks is you're going to take the two guys
I'm picking Urshela and Voit. Yeah,
and those are the two guys I think are going to homer tonight.
Right.
Yeah, it's a bummer for me.
It's for playing the homer draft, though.
It's shot the basketball.
Hey.
Dash
Put that down. Put that down.
Okay, I cannot take... Okay, cool. I can take DJ, so I'm going to take him.
That's cool.
That is cool. I'm just going down the lineup. I can't take Judge. Oh, I can take Glaber. Okay, cool.
He's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Who else can I take that I might? Edwin, I can't take him. Voigt, I may not take him. Gardner, can't do it. Gio, can't do it. Cameron Maben and Romine, I can take them. Ooh, Romine homered the last time he played wow. the last game of a four-game set at Fenway. He homered.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Okay. I'm staying with DJ and Glaber.
Okay, yeah.
You think
Romine's going yard?
I'll take Romine. If I just take Romine and I don't take DJ nor Glaber and Romine homers.
No.
Automatic win for me.
I'm not doing that.
3 points.
I'll give you Romine too.
No, I don't want your fucking pity.
Yeah, you need my pity.
I don't want your pity. Just fuck you. I don't want your pity.
All right. Well, you just said something mean to me. What if it for every Romine homer, we each get a half point?
How would that help the score?
It's just padding the stats, man. I was just trying to do something nice.
I want Romine and no one else for 3 points.
I mean, you can't keep doing this. You had your one shot and you blew it more than you could possibly think you could blow it.
I won that week. Out. I won that week.
That's fine. Don't care. You get two players. Who do you want?
I want DJ and Glaber since you're being a cockhead.
Great pick.
You're acting like a monkey's refrigerator.
And, hey, that's two.
No. Okay, on to the over-under. Paxton versus Erod. It went over yesterday, 15 runs, and it was set at 11. I think it's going to be set at 10.5 today. And I think it's going to go under. Hit me with it, Jake.
10.5. I agree with you, Jim. I'll say 10 just to make the kids at home laugh and laugh and laugh because they love guessing at the over-under.
They're laughing already, man. There's already a monkey refrigerator hoodie, and it's just a picture of your face.
Don't. That's 3. Wow, I thought there was a chance of this. You took the under?
No, I haven't taken anything yet. I don't know what it right. is yet.
It's 9.5.
Wow, Vegas. Yeah. Oh, wow. Vegas doing big things. Oh, what am I going to take?
It's tough because I think Paxton's going to be good again.
Yeah, but in the 20-0 scenario where Chance Adams tries to pitch lefty, it just depends on how bad he is lefty.
Fuck, I didn't think about the Chance Adams stuff. Yo, this is a tricky one. Over. I got to go over. Okay. I don't like it.
It's super low.
It feels like a 5-1 final. But even if it's 5-1, Jim, I think the Yanks would pitch guys that are bad, so it wouldn't be a 5-1 final.
Well, then we're losing?
No, we're up 5-1 there.
But so it gets to 5-4, we win it? That's still the under.
That's still the under, but I think more runs are going to be scored on top of that. Like, if this was a normal baseball game, I think it'd be 5-1, but it won't be.
I think it's the under. I'm going under. I think it's the under. So I'm going
under. I like the under pick. I really do.
When you said 5-1, I was like, damn, that's a good score prediction for this game.
It's such a good score for this game.
Yeah, so I'm going to go the under. Why don't you go under too?
My body's telling me no on it.
Yeah, your body tells you no to a lot of things. It doesn't stop you from gobbling down Red Swedish fish like Grosso. What?
Red Sox Stadium is going to be so dead.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all empty besides...
It's a fucking funeral, bro.
It's just going to be empty stadium. Dombrowski just walking up and down the aisles watching the game.
That'd be kind of fun. Didn't Bauer do that? Didn't Bauer go to a Cleveland game after he got traded?
No, it was like he was leaving the stadium and the game was going on.
Pretty good.
I think
it was the next day.
Well, maybe he went to get his stuff and then he left during the game.
Still.
Yeah. I don't think he, like, watched a game. It was just in the standing room only, like, saying bye. What's your fucking pick?
Dude, over. I've been over. I've been had over. Under's a great pick.
You're playing both sides.
I'm taking the over. It's been taken.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, that ends the pregame show. Is anyone saying anything cool in the chat? Red Sox don't play in a stadium, says Mr. Pizza Face.
He is always on edge this time of year.
Who will the Red Sox fire after tonight's game?
A burnt.
Wow. Eddie, two-run homer, Glaber solo homer, DJ RBI single, says... Patrick Mattern.
All right.
He's got the Sports Almanac.
No way.
The current one. It doesn't help him know anything. It's a 2011 Sports Almanac is the one he has.
It's getting really confused.
Imagine getting Sports Almanacs. You just, like, what a time. Like, they would just put all the history of the games in a book and you'd just, like, read it.
Yeah.
Fucking
life seems to be boring.
So boring. Just like reading. You know what? Sometimes I go on Baseball Reference and read game logs.
Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
No, because you're doing that like, oh, let me go check this out. This is kind of fun. Like back in the day, it'd be like, I need to have fun. Let me read some old game logs.
Me, don't think they were doing it to just, you know. Jake, with your last words, what are your last words?
My head is oddly small.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.